There's other miracles that invariably are associated with it. In Conyers, Georgia, the one we mentioned earlier, there was a time where in a clear blue sky, the crowd that was there, suddenly it was raining rose petals everywhere, and that was on film. The scent of roses many times accompanies the apparitions of Mary. Another miracle that occurs many times is phenomenon in the sun, where it dances in the sky or it flashes, or people that are taking photography will get the film developed, and there'll be some kind of supernatural picture portrayed in the photograph that they just thought was a normal photograph. But another miracle that is taking place in conjunction with these miracles is called the stigmata. And if you're not familiar with the stigmata, it comes in a variety of ways. But what the stigmata is, in the Catholic understanding, is those that supernaturally experience the wounds of Christ. And by that I mean that supernaturally there have been people that will bleed from the palms of their hands and from their feet and from the slash in the side that Christ received on the cross, and maybe the crown of thorns, and maybe where he was beat up before the cross. They will suddenly begin bleeding this. Now, it comes in different ways. Some people only bleed the wounds of Christ in his hands. Some bleed all the wounds. Some bleed for days upon end, and some bleed only at certain times of the year. And we have a brief illustration of one of these stigmatists that bleeds these wounds of Christ. And this passage is taken off a secular news program. And once again, remember, when the reason that we're taking this information from the secular sources is because part of what we're trying to share here about these spirits of Revelation 16 that are leading the world to Armageddon is that the world is being conditioned to these things as we speak. This is consistent with Revelation 13, 12 through 14, that one of the characteristics that accompanies the work of the United States forcing the whole world to worship the beast of Catholicism is the supernatural satanic miracles that it's allowed to do. And these miracles are already conditioning the world for these end time events. Now, in this passage that we're going to look at from this secular sources, they're going to look